Detroit of the Zone, Omaha Baseball Village. Nick Baugh, Josh Peterson with you. Hey, this hour is presented by Nebraska Medicine, offering leading-edge services you won't find anywhere else in the state. Hey, I know I got you. Have your coffee today?
Yes,
your coffee?
Thank you.
Yeah, say Scooter's Coffee. New canned cold brew is now available at Omaha and Lincoln Scooter's Coffee locations. My obsession with cold brew coffee.
Yeah, it's very high right
now. Oh, if
you
I mean,
got the fridge of it over there. You might have to grab some on the way.
I mean, I am full fledged obsessed.
You're all in on it?
Oh, like. I don't think you like my mood. Is coffee's a mood? You mean you just get it?
Oh yeah.
Right, yeah. Dude, I remember a few years ago you talked about it with me. It's like
you were
Josh.
Yeah.
I look forward to my cup of coffee in the morning. I was like, "What are you talking about, you crazy person?"
I know.
Dude, I'm the same way.
And now you're there.
First thing I think of when I wake up, because my apartment is cool. It has like this. It's like not a Keurig, but it has this coffee maker that you just walk out. It has all sorts of options. You punch in a couple of numbers, and it makes it for you. So I haven't had to buy coffee in a year. It's game changer.
Coffee. Shout out to coffee.
Josh Peterson here for coffee.
Shout out to coffee.
I'm tired, and then I'm not tired. It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
I got a couple of golf things I want to bounce off you.
Yeah.
So let's start with Tiger. If I would have told you after Tiger won the Masters, think back to that Sunday.
So, yeah, 2 months ago.
2 months ago.
Okay.
He's doing the whole, he's hugging his mom.
Family.
If I'd have told you, with understanding the PGA's coming up, it's at Bethpage Black, course he's won at, he likes.
Yep.
Hey, dude, also, U.S. Open, Pebble Beach, he's won there too.
Yes.
He likes that course. If I'd have told you that Tiger was going to miss the cut at the PGA and then finish tied for 21st at the U.S. Open, would you have been disappointed?
I think so, mainly because of the missed cut. You know, I don't know if we could have exactly expected him to roll on and get a couple of top fives or top tens, but certainly missing the cut last month, that did surprise me. You know, he is just so up and down at times, you know, over the last few years, obviously. So, like, tied for 21st doesn't shock me that much. I mean, the way in which it happened, where he started out four over yesterday,
and then he got a rolling.
Yeah, he had a really good back half and a half of the round. But yeah, I think
I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah,
but I admit that I'm coming from an irrational Tiger place.
I think where the biggest disappointment should come is that it's not that he finished well, missed the cut. Obviously, you're not playing on the weekend, but. Like, tied for 21st seems like it should be a little bit more in the mix, and yet
he just felt like he was never relevant the entire weekend.
And I was down here a lot, and so you'd get home and you'd turn it on, and I don't know, on Saturday and Sunday, I feel like I barely saw him play, you know? Like, I saw him finish his round yesterday, I was like, oh my gosh, wow, look at that score! You know, I was kind of surprised because I just hadn't been paying attention to him. And that's what bums me out, is that Saturday and Sunday, he was never even involved or making a run.
You want to hear the Tiger roars and all here.
Talk yourself into it.
Even if it doesn't happen. Like, even last year in the British Open and the PGA, you were like, oh, man, so, like he was a factor. And that's, I guess, where I'm coming from is, like, I look back on how he finished the year, where he finishes tied for six in the British Open last year, was leading at one point in the back nine on Sunday. He finishes second at the PGA.
And he really could have won that.
Incredible.
Yeah.
If Koepka wasn't otherworldly good, he would have won that. Then he wins the tournament
in September.
In September or whatever
the
it was.
The last tournament of the year.
The last tournament where, you know, and then he wins the Masters. So, to me, he had hit all these checkpoints.
Yeah.
That made me think, look out. Mm-hmm. Because I chalked up the PGA Championship loss last year and the British Open Championship loss to, like, well, he just got to get that monkey off his back. Getting that first one's going to be the hardest. Once you knock down that first one, now here come the wins.
Yeah.
But, again, irrational.
Yeah.
So
you're a big Tiger guy.
I'm a huge Tiger guy. But you can make a case. I could make a case that, in totality, he's trending towards his major tournament appearances being better last year than this year, is that stupid because he does one win at the Masters trump everything else?
Well,
I wrote it down. So last year he finished tied for 32nd in the Masters.
Okay.
U.S. Open missed the cut.
Okay, so that's with the PGA right now is what we're talking about.
British Open tied for 6th. PGA Championship tied for 2nd.
All right, so the Masters is obviously eclipsed the PGA because he won it this year.
Yep.
What did you say the
so the, then the PGA Championship this year missed the cut. So that's U.S. Open even.
Yep.
Then U.S. Open tied for 21st.
Uh-huh.
And now we got the British Open still left.
So, you know what? in a way, it's kind of like Nebraska football last year, isn't it, where off to a bad start and he finished strong, whereas this year it might be the inverse where he started. So
2016 Nebraska?
Yeah, there you go. Because of that, it ends up looking worse because, like, oh, there was so much promise early and he was unable to deliver late. In a way, the tiebreaker of which year is better, I think, could come down to next month. And did you see, it sounds like he's not going to play at all in between now and the Open Championship, which is at the – it's about a month away, I think.
Is it?
Like, literally this date is when it starts next month in July overseas. So, you know, that in a way could end up breaking the tie of which year is better, which is worse. But I think for you, why it feels that way is because of last season was this crescendo. And it kept on going into this year. You know, he finally wins last year. Then he wins the Masters this year. And it's like all bets are off. He's back. And he just hasn't been able to
recapture it.
Yeah. Which is a bummer. You know, the way Koepka's playing right now is just, it's stunning.
I thought Colin Cowherd had a really good tweet this weekend that he talked about how the true great athletes in sports, historically, currently, whatever, they have a way of making things look easy. That, like, there's an ease at which they do things that not everybody else has. Koepka has that.
Yes.
Koepka makes golf look easy.
Yeah, I mean, how about the shot that he had yesterday on 18? So he's trying to drive it in two, and he uses his 3-iron instead of his 4, and he hits it too far. And Chris Baznet of the Journal Star had just a hilarious tweet where he's like, oh, yeah, I know that problem of having a 300-plus-yard drive and then hitting my 3-iron over the green on a par 5. And it's just like, I know he lost, but it's like, you know, in a way, I have even more respect right now for Brooks than I did, you know, a week ago when I already had a lot for him. And, you know, like, so he's playing in a way.
Koepka's officially like a thing.
Yes.
Like there's, when he started, did he birdie 4 of his first 5 holes yesterday?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
He's officially, like, on Sundays at majors, like, there's the Koepka factor.
Mm-hmm, totally.
Like, that's a real thing now.
And I think we haven't been able to say that about any golfer since Tiger.
No.
You know, like, this is better than Spieth. And I think the thing that Brooks has that like, Jordan Spieth doesn't have or Rory McIlroy or pretty much any golfer is his mental game.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen something like this since Tiger. Tiger in his prime. It's nuts. Blake says Tiger Woods has only played in 3 tournaments since the Masters. Sounds like he won't play before the British Open. Hard to be consistent when he doesn't play that much.
Yeah.
And how much is that just Father Time where...
Yeah, look, he had that tape on his neck yesterday.
Yeah, he can only do it in a specific number of tournaments.
Load management, Kawhi.
Load management?
He's the Kawhi Leonard of the PGA Tour.
That'd be great if we started working in load management to the PGA Tour. Yeah, Tiger Woods, you know, he's dealing with the load management. That's why he's not playing.
Oh, my gosh. By the way, do you know, Gary Woodland was at Kansas when I was at Kansas.
What?
I didn't, like, know. You know, on campus, like, you see people and you know who they are, but you don't really, like,
yeah,
interact. Like, that's how it was. Like, I would see Gary.
The athletic center.
The athletic center in the cafeteria and whatever. Because he was a basketball player. He played... I think he started his college career as a basketball player at Washburn.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a great story I read that their very first exhibition game, they played Kansas, and he had to guard Kirk Heinrich.
And
he immediately was like, I need to play golf. So he goes against Kirk Heinrich.
So then he goes and wins the U.S. Open.
Talk about that. Imagine being so damn athletic that you're like, yeah, I'm not better than Kirk Heinrich, who's a lottery pick.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go play golf and win the U.S. Open.
Yeah, not
bad.
Those
are my choices here.
I had a friend, and he played at a small college in Nebraska, but he played basketball. He hated his coach. He quit and went and played baseball and was really, really good. I think it was like all-conference caliber. It's like, man, to be that good. I don't want to do this sport. I'll go do the other sport.
That's what
in college.
There are so few of people that are, you know, like Will Smith, Jamie Foxx, like the people that can rap or sing,
yeah,
they can act, they can do, like, Justin Timberlake's another guy,
yeah,
that, like, and is truly funny,
yeah,
can act,
can sing,
can dance, like,
can golf.
It's just hard to be able to be really elite at 2 things.
Yeah.
Just 2.
Let alone multiple, like 4 or 5. Who's the best golfer that you played basketball with at either Kansas or Creighton? Best golfer.
Best
what type of score do they usually shoot?
So, I don't think anybody at Kansas played golf.
Okay.
So I'm really trying to quickly go through. The only guy that really played it seriously was Funk.
See, that was going to be my guess.
And Funk was pretty good.
Yeah.
Dude. Like, yeah. Funk could hit it a mile.
Mm-hmm.
And Funk could, we played Champions a couple times. Like, Funk could go shoot like 78.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
77, 78.
Wow.
Like, Funk was good.
Yeah. And so it's like he's one of those guys that's like, man, if you practice all the time,
you would get good.
Like how much
better
could you
be? But I don't think people understand. One of my best friends growing up, played golf at Nebraska for 1 year and then was, decided to just, he's one of those guys that would rather just like drink some beer, go play 18 holes, like one of those guys. Mm-hmm. Awesome guy. And it's
like me.
You play with him and this guy can have like 5 Coors Lights and shoot 67.
Oh my gosh.
And you then think that guy can't even sniff.
Yeah.
Playing in the web.com tour.
Yeah.
Like you just have no idea how good
this guy is. Good those guys are.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. Oh. By the way, Adam just sent in a picture of Woodard going against Keith Langford.
Yes.
Look at that. From Rustin Dodd.
Isn't that cool?
That's awesome.
Isn't that cool?
Oh, that's great.
Shout out to Gary Woodard. No, he's a big fan of the show. All right, we'll put a ball in the first hour. We come back here on 1620 The Zone.